You're with Hobber and Hing on Triple J.
Yeah, let's talk a bit about that track and your grandma, because it's an emotional song, that one. Can you tell us a bit about like what the interaction was with your grandma that inspired that?
Yeah. So my grandma passed away at the end of 2018. She was an awesome lady and we were extremely close, and she lived to the age of 95 and had a wonderful long life and was very loved and had like 19 grandchildren, 30 great-grandchildren. And she, when she passed, my mum and I were outside the hospital room and we realized no one had really eaten that morning. And so we started like making sandwiches for people. And she just sort of like quietly slipped away at that sort of moment. And yeah, I wanted to kind of crystallize that in the song, but her and I had always been like incredibly, incredibly close. And a lot of this record, like one of the sort of underlying themes is basically how your sexuality can affect your identity. And, you know, she was a 95-year-old, had been born in 1923, lived as a Catholic her whole life. And 2 months before she died, I kind of had a really honest conversation with her about all that stuff. And she was, you know, offered nothing but kind of love and acceptance. And she met my partner a week before she died. So it was a really like beautiful ending to the sort of story of this record.
On an album like this, where you're trying to, I guess, you know, be very open and very honest, like, how do you decide, like, what goes into the art and what kind of stays just for you?
Yeah, I mean, I, like, when I was making all this, I was like, what am I going to say when I have to do, like, you know, promote this record? Because it was never my intention to, like, to be so public about all of this. But I got to a point in my own life and, you know, in my own sort of way of thinking that to not be transparent about the story behind this record would sort of be a real waste, because I'm really proud of who I am and I'm really proud of my identity. And I think to sort of hide that in the story of this record would sort of go against that idea. And also, I wrote a lot of this record when Australia was voting on the same-sex marriage issue. And I was thinking about, you know, a 10 or 11-year-old coming to terms with their queerness, watching politicians say that the way that they live their life is not normal. And I would like that kid to then go and listen to this record and hear this story and be like, oh, actually, there's someone that looks just like me.
Yeah. The other thing is that you're obviously, it's been such a difficult year, you know, for everybody. And you've, apart from getting back into doing medicine, but also you're going to be doing a show at the Opera House next month. How's that going to work?
Yeah, so it's going to be audienceless, which not what I thought my first Opera House appearance would be.
That's the dream.
That's the dream.
You're with Hobber and Hing on Triple J.